I'd like to.
It's all right, honey. It's just a goof. She grabbed her face.
Now you can thank the guy who wrote the song that made your baby fall in love with you.
Ooh-ah, 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 ooh-ah. I put the bomb in the bomb, 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 bomb.
Everybody's doing it. Whoa, whoa, what? Reading the book of love.
Baby,
wrote the book, oh, who wrote the book of songs?
Who wrote the book, oh, who wrote the book, oh, who wrote the book of songs? Who wrote the book, oh, who wrote the book, oh, who wrote the book of songs?
Wonder,
wonder, wonder, my darling.
Who wrote the book of songs? Who wrote the book of Jackie Wonder Marcells? Bum, 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 Jackie to the Novels. Let's go to the Bristol stop. Chapter 3, the Rondells. Backing number 1. Chapter 4, the Shirelles. Do run, do run, do run, do run,
I'm Duchess of Earl.
Duchess of Earl.
Duchess of Earl.
You should know about the war. he was telling you. I know I told him once and then I'll tell him again. I don't want his love, I just want his friend. When we were together with me on stars, I didn't know that it would do him harm. Let me tell you now, I don't know what to do. I don't want to be caught or run around too.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to another exciting edition of the Bit Slap. This week we are featuring answer songs for like the wise ass in all of us, I guess. I know I said I was going to be gone for a little while and give you psychedelic treats, but I'm still here, so I can't in good conscience put these things on autopilot if I'm perfectly capable of doing them, okay? It's something I like to do, okay? We started with Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, I Put the Bomb, followed by Reading the Book of Love from the Monotones, their follow-up to their big hit. The Book of Songs, an answer song by the Lydells in 1981. Sugar Shack Queen was Georgina Lynn, followed by Gene Chandler, the Duke of Earl himself. And that was a follow-up, Walk On with the Duke. And then Bobby Smith and the Dream Girls, the Duchess of Earl, followed by Sheila. Pretty much a cover version of Tommy Rowe's thing, but not quite, so we decided to call that an answer tune. So that was Joanne Campbell from, I guess, the mid-60s, followed by Ginger Davis and the Snaps from 1961, and I'm No Runaround, speaking her mind to Dion and his assertion about Runaround Sue. Of course, her name is not Sue, it's Ginger, so I don't know what the problem is. So, okay, so like I said, there was, you know, change of plans, kind of, so as long as I can do these things on time, I will. When I have to do autopilot-type things, I will, and I'll let you know as best I can. In the meantime, got some good, fun stuff today. I think you'll like it. Like I said, this is volume 5 of our answer songs catalog. There's probably at least 2 or 3 more that I can do for you, and I'm always looking for more. So let's get back to some. I have a very, very nice drum solo for you coming up. Please enjoy it. Courtesy Mr. Dream Koopa.
That made your baby fall in love with you.
Well, we put the bomb in the bomb. dong. They put the ram in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong. They put the bop in the bop shabop shabop. We put the dip in the dip di dip di dip. We were those guys. I hope you realize we made your baby fall in love with you. Yeah. When your baby heard bop 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 bop, every word went straight into her. Boogity shoe, set your baby's heart all aglow. And every time you dance to dip, 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 she always said she loved you so. Well, we put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb. They put the ram in the ram, a lam, a ding dong. They put the bomb in the pop, shabop, shabop. We put the dip. Many more of those bop 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 bops to come. You can count on me.
All right, I will.
One, two, three, four, five, seven, eight, six, nine, ten.
So very much confused. He'll scrounge around and protest all day long. He joins the pickets at Berkeley, and he burns up his draft card, and he's twisted into thinking fighting is all wrong. He's a pacifist, an extremist, a communist, or just a Yank. A demonstrator, an agitator, just a knave. A conscientious objector, a fanatic, or a defector. And he doesn't know he's digging his own grave. Get it through his thick skull why the mighty USA has got to be the watchdog of the world. Else that greedy USSR will bury us from afar, and he'll never see the missiles being hurled. Universal coward, and he runs from anything, from a giant, from a human, from an elf. He runs from monkeys.
Uncle Sam. He runs from Vietnam, but most of all he's running from himself.
My true love wore the green beret, his head held high, as he would say, I'll fight for you and for our son, and someday soon this war will be done. His mom and dad would always say, why did they take our boy away? And they would ask the Lord each night to bring him home and end this fight. And now our friends are coming by to comfort me as they see me cry.
Chop, chop, chop. said that you would marry me.
Now, Johnny Cash did a song called A Boy Named Sue. This is all about the father of a boy named Sue. Well, I left home when the kid was three, and it sure felt good to be fancy free, though I knew it wasn't quite the fatherly thing to do. But that kid kept screaming and throwing up and pissing in his pants till I had enough. So just for revenge, I went and I named him Sue. Well, it was Ballybunion last July, and I was getting drunk and getting by and getting old and going from bad to worse. When through the door with an awful scream walks the ugliest queen that I've ever seen, and he says, "My name is Sue, how do you do?" Then he hit me with his purse. Well, this ain't the way that he tells the tale, but he scratched my face with his fingernail. Then he kicked me in the nuts with a spiky high-heeled shoe. But I hit him in the nose and he started to cry, and then he threw some perfume in my eye. Well, it sure ain't easy fighting a boy named Sue. Then I hit him in the head with a cane-backed chair, and he shouts, "Hey, Dad, you messed my hair." Then he hit me in the navel. He knocked out a piece of my lint. But I was spitting blood and he was spitting teeth, and we crashed through the wall out in the street, kicking in the gouge and in the mud and the blood and the Bailey's Irish cream. Then out of his garter he pulls a gun. "I'm about to get shot by my very own son," he's screaming about Sigmund Freud and looking grim. But I thought fast and I told him some stuff. I named him Sue just to make him tough, and I guess he bought it, 'cause now I'm living with him. And he cooks and sews and he cleans the place, and he cuts my hair and shaves my face and irons my shirts better than a daughter could do. And on the nights when I can't score, well, I just can't tell you anymore, but it sure is a joy to have a boy named Sue.
Was I, boy?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
Hey, you sound just like me.
I should. I'm your son.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I can't remember. When he weren't around, that old fella did a heap of work. He spent his whole life working ground round.
You mean plowed ground?
Shut up and keep playing, Floyd. Well, anyway, that old fella did a heap of work. And he spent his whole life working ground round.
You mean plowed ground, Pa?
What plowed ground, son?
The ground old Rivers did a heap of work on.
That's what I said, son.
No, you didn't, Pa. You said ground round.
Dad blast Floyd. You just keep playing that banner. Now my son would get high.
Pa.
I mean your son would get high. And that mule would work. And old Rivers would walk right behind. And I'd come along behind, busting up feet with my own bare clods. I mean busting up clods with my own bare feet.
Is that why my eyes smart every time you take your shoes off, Pa?
Yeah. Well, anyway, he'd say, "One of these days I'm gonna wake up high. I mean walk up high. Among them clouds. I mean among them clouds. And there ain't no beals to blow. Ain't no clouds to view. I mean, oh, nuts. You messed up the planner there, Floyd.
I'm sorry, Pa. I won't do it again.
Well, anyway, I got a letter today from the folks back home. Yeah. And they's all fine. But old Rivers died.
What kind of, Pa?
I don't know. He just lied. I mean died. Now I'm sitting on this ground round.
Plowed ground, Pa.
I mean plowed ground. Trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields I see. That mule, old man Rivers.
Old Rivers.
I mean old Rivers and me.
How about me, Pa?
Shut up, I'll break your fingers, Floyd. Now, one of these days, I'll be dazed. I mean, one of these days, I'm going to walk on them clouds.
Clouds?
I mean clouds, where the corns are growing.
All on your feet, Pa.
All right, Floyd, I'm warning you. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me.
What about me, Pa?
Shut up and just keep playing I Pioneer, Floyd. Slow down there, Floyd.
I can't, Pa. My fingers are taking off, buddy.
Well, hold on there, boy.
I can't help it.
I can't think you stopping. Hold on. My corns are hurting my feet, boy. And I'm under Floyd. Hold on there, Floyd.
Walked all day till my feet were tired. I was low, I just couldn't get hired. Saw a sign in a grocery store. Help is light, and we need some more.
I got a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
I got a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
The boss of the job, he's on my back nearly all day long. It seems like everything I do is wrong.
Well, but I finally got a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
He says to me,
get the boxes, take them to the basement, or do the job better, I get a replacement. You get the mop and clean the dirty floor, and when you finish, wipe the windows and the doors. Well, this man's about to drive me stone insane. One of these days I'm gonna have a fit, and though the thoughts keep running through my brain, I never
quit my brand new
job. Working all day and I'm working all night and I'm working all day.
He says to me,
get some boxes, take them to the basement, and do the job better, I'll get a replacement. Get some mop and clean the dirty floors, and when you finish, wipe the windows and the doors.
Well, I finally got a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. Well, this man's about to drive me stone insane. One of these days I'm gonna have a fit, and throw the clock and keep some running through my.
Never quit my brand new job.
Working all day and I'm working all night. And I'm working all day and I'm working all night. And I'm working all day and I'm working all
for him. You think you're doing what you're supposed to.
going and you're driving your woman away. Keep your woman out the hands of the cleanup man by including her in all your love plans. Keep your woman out the hands of the cleanup man by including her in all your love plans. I said maybe the mailman and the butcher too.
Okay, and we're on. We're live here at the Bit Slap. Okay, started that set with Jan and Dean, two songs from Jan and Dean there. We started with We Put the Bump, another tribute to Barry Mann. You'll hear a third one before your day is done, and there are probably a few more out there, so don't clean up yet, okay? So We Put the Bump was Jan and Dean. The Universal Coward was Jan and Dean. That's a follow-up. That's an answer song to, I guess, The Universal Soldier by Donovan. Could also, address the Green Beret. I don't know. But we do have an answer for the Green Beret. That was Nancy Ames. He wore the Green Beret. The Dinning Sisters from about 1945. And they just chopped down the old apple tree that you and I used to sit under, that nobody was supposed to sit under with but you, right? Okay, gone. Tree, gone. Father of a Boy Named Sue was Pat McCrossin, the son of Old Rivers, in response to Walter Brennan. And that was Tony, Bob, and Jimmy. Who are they? Well, you probably know them better as the Letterman, and that was 1962. I guess they didn't want to let that out because, you know, the Letterman had a very serious reputation. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, I Got a Job. Doesn't sound like a good one, but hey, you know, anything in the storm, right? The Cleanup Man was Jimmy Bo Horn, and that brings us up to where we are now. So, like I said, you're going to get another bump thing soon, so be ready for that. In the meantime, I will be back in a few moments to explain more things to you, and another exciting, exciting playlist. You think this one was good? Wait till the next one. All right? I'm just going to leave you hanging.
We'd like to tell you something known to just a few. We're the guys who wrote the song that made your baby fall in love with you. We put the bump in the bump, the bump, the bump. We put the ram in the ram, the ram, the ram. We put the zip in the zip, the zip, the zip. We put the bump in the bump, the bump, the bump. Now it can be told. Dug it too.
boogity, 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 boogity. Yeah, boogity, boogity, boogity.
Been 10 long years since the devil laid his fiddle at Johnny's feet, and it burned inside his mind the way he suffered that defeat. In the darkest pits of hell, the devil hatched an evil plan to tempt the fiddle player, for he's just a mortal man. The sin of pride, the devil cried, is what will do you in.
I thought we had this settled. I'm the best it's ever been.
Johnny, did you ever know the time keeps marching on? The coldest hour is the one comes just before the dawn. The devil's back in Georgia. Will you stand up to the test? Or will you let the devil be the best?
Truth is, I haven't played much since the baby came in June. But give me half a minute and I'll get this fiddle back in June.
The devil grabbed the golden fiddle out of Johnny's hand and said,
"Boy, I'm the fiddle player underground, and I walk upon the land."
Turning back if you want this boy to win.
Cause practice is the only cure for the predicament he's in.
Now, devil, it would be a sin for you to get my bow. So you go on back to hell to the woodshed, I'll go.
Johnny, are you practicing or will your hands grow cold? The devil walks the land and plays a fiddle made of gold. Can you hear the babe a crying? Will he ever know? The devil wants his daddy's very soul.
Thank you for letting God's own word ring true. He said you can't be trusted.
Yeah, so what you gonna do?
Well, you get your fiddle, devil, if you think that you can win. Cause I beat you once, you old dog, now I can whip your butt again.
John Brown's dream, the devil is red. My little baby loves shortening bread. Devil's dream is that he can win. But Johnny is the best that's ever been.
Please remember the tiger's wide awake.
than right here on your couch. But after 12, your daddy turns into an awful grouch.
Tomorrow, but always. I know.
By the way,
oh, I know.
You look at
yes,
me
I know.
That you're thinking
oh,
too.
I know. Yes,
I won't
know.
Forget that you're taking me home when the night is through. So I'm
saving the last dance for you.
Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch?
When he noticed me, never thought I had a chance, till he gave me one more glance. I could tell I had him hooked by the way that he looked. He asked me for the next dance, how could I resist? At the hop, we were all doing the bob. We're going steady now. I knew we would somehow.
Take a look. Yeah, to a worn out wife like you. If I come home home with drinking and feel worn out in life like you. They might never want to do the things that I do. Each time I try to hold you, you're asleep before I do. So I come home with drinking and feel worn out in life like you.
Drinking to one out of life like you. Okay. And away we go. All right. Now, that wasn't really so bad, was it? I mean, you know, I got a couple more coming up for you, but I think that will suffice. I think we've done that pretty well for today. A lot of fun stuff. As promised, we started with Bob and Jerry and We're the Guys, who, you know, put the bomb. But, after that, the Charlie Daniels Band, his follow-up to The Devil Came Down to Georgia. The Devil Comes Back to Georgia. All right, now, here's the thing with that song, the original one. If you were a kid and the devil made you any kind of a deal of any kind, would you actually trust him to carry it out? You know, you're going to play the fiddle, and the devil's going to, you know, he could play anything crazy as he wanted, and then he could say, well, I'm the winner anyway, you know, because he's the devil. He lies about everything, right? Just my two cents, all right? Forget I said that. Let's see, the Romeos after that, the Tigers Wide Awake. In response, an answer song to Whim Away, which is a song older than all of us put together. Let's see, Bertel Dache, 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 D-A-C-H-E is how he spells his name. I don't know what that is. But that song was Not Just Tomorrow, But Always. An answer to Carole King's Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow. When a woman loves a man was the late, great Esther Phillips. Talking back to Percy Sledge. Demita Joe, I'll Save the Last Dance for You. You know what that's in response to. It Happened at the Hop was the Austin Sisters. And that's for Danny and the Juniors at the Hop. The Ramones after that, their own answer song to themselves. The Return of Jackie and Judy. Remember, Jackie was a punk, Judy was a runt. So there you go. That's that. Then Marcy Blaine. A follow-up to Bobby's Girl, Bobby Did. This explains how the wonderful relationship that she sang about in the first time went completely to hell. And then Terry Gully, I Come Home A-Drinkin' to a Worn-Out Wife Like You. And don't let your wife hear that song, okay? Trust me on this. I know about personal experience. I'll see you next week, all right? Whatever. We'll see. All right? All right. Goodbye.
When I was a little bobbit boy, my ding-a-ling brought me loads of joy. Every morning my alarm would ring, the first one up was my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Hold on, ding-a-ling, hold on, ding-a-ling, you'll never let go of this. Ding-a-ling.
That is beautiful. You know what I heard? I heard two girls over here sharpening up some steak knives. Yep, and there's a guy over here singing soprano. That's all right, brother. I know just how you feel. One night I went to sleep and it was standing tall. I woke up and heard someone running down the hall. When I reached down, I couldn't find my thing. My wife chopped off my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Goodbye,
ding-a-ling.
Goodbye,
ding-a-ling.
My manhood's out playing hide and seek. Police dogs sniffing up and down my street. Sure was glad when they found that thing. And the doc sewed on my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Hello.
Ding-a-ling.
Hello.
Ding-a-ling.
The doc sewed on his
ding-a-ling.
Hello.
Ding-a-ling.
Hello.
beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song, I really do. But you know what? Everybody's still not singing. We're going to dedicate this last verse to those men in the front row that look really nervous. This here song is real damn sad. I hope your wife never gets that mad. When you go to sleep, you better hide that thing, or you might wake up with no ding-a-ling.
Goodbye, ding-a-ling. Goodbye, ding-a-ling. This lifetime of his. Ding-a-ling.
Goodbye, ding-a-ling. What a terrible ding-a-ling. Thing. You don't want to lose your ding-a-ling.
Always me. He put his arms around me. He smiled.
And when I told him